Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, right now, Dan Dougherty, my old friend from Colonial First Mortgage, has agreed to come on the air with us. And Dan, you know, this isn't an advertisement as much as it is an opportunity for you to address some of the questions that I'm guessing you're getting from people, because I'm getting emails from folks saying, if I don't do something now about my mortgage, if I don't buy now, I don't refinance now, and I wait, what are the possibilities going forward? I mean, you're not a fortune teller, but I mean, nobody really knows what to expect when we get to the fall or into the winter of this year.
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, yeah, Dan.
It's a brave new world in banking these days. Mm-hmm. Banks are still lending, but it's more so with folks with good credit. If you have some equity in your house, it's a great time to take cash out. You can still get rates in the threes. It's really a case-by-case basis for the individual of what's smart and what's going to work for them.
So is there kind of a clock running on this, an imperative to do something now if you've been putting it off to you know, check this out at the moment?
I think rates are going to be good through the end of the year, but that's a good point. There's a definite time crunch as the banks have have tightened up lending. I think that's going to continue for the short term. So if you're looking to do something, probably now would be the time, and probably in a month or so things will start to loosen up again. So there'll be the window will close, but it'll be a short term period, I believe.
You know, the other thing that crossed my mind when I called you, I think WRVA, this is our 95th year on the air, and we've always had a morning show, and knock on wood, my ratings have been pretty good, so I have a job, and I'm thankful for that. But, you know, having been through the 2008 Great Recession and having been one of the people who lost my job back then, that's been on my mind. You know, like, I got to make sure that all of my financial stuff is in order just in case the worst happens to me.
That's the only real rush for people right now. Mm-hmm. If they're in an industry where they possibly can get furloughed or laid off, that would be a definite key to start the process before you get laid off, because obviously that would be an issue. And the banks are really, even after you close, they're having you sign an attestation that you are employed at the time that the loan closes.
Oh, okay. So you can't try to play games or fool them after the fact.
No, you just have to be employed when you get the loan.
Yeah,
when the loan closes.
Give me, since you've been in this business for a while and Colonial First is still open and working during this shutdown, how do you deal with your creditors right now if, let's say, you've taken a pay cut or you've gotten a bunch of different bills that normally you would be willing to pay, but you're kind of worried about watching all the money drain out of your bank account? You know, what hadn't been at the forefront of your mind being broke now is at the forefront of your mind. What's your advice on dealing with different creditors and banks?
Well, I remember back in 08, the banks told everyone, go 3 months late on your mortgage and then we'll help you out. Well, that never panned out. People got 3 months behind, and the only thing they accomplished was getting their credit destroyed. So if you're able to make payments, absolutely make them. The credit card companies, definitely call them and see what you can work out with them. But if you have any way to pay it, it's always better too if you can.
Mm-hmm. At least the minimum, I guess.
At least the minimum, correct.
Yeah.
Just make the bare minimums to keep your credit score okay.
Yeah. Well, some very practical advice and good advice, and I've mentioned several times this morning that Dan and the folks at Colonial First are still manning the phones and shopping those banks across the country, and you don't want to be, you know, too fine a point on it, but if you have been thinking, as we've talked about this mortgage stuff over the last couple of months, oh, I really should do that, hey, don't let the opportunity escape you. And Dan's cell phone number is 218-4444, and I mention that pretty frequently, 218-4444 at Colonial First Mortgage. Dan, I really appreciate you coming on to talk through this with us, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
John, appreciate the time. Be safe.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.